the roe deer. I thought to shoot some cushies that were feeding on the corn, so I took my gun and game bag and set out ye August morn. I sat down by the dyke back, where a hawthorn made a build, and with the wind ahint me, I kept watch out o'er the field. A wee bit movement caught my ee along the rashy bock, and down the dyke back come a roe with quaint and canny walk. She was clead up braw and russet, with the sun bricht on her pelt, and baith nose and ear were questing as she passed the larrick belt. And near she came, and nearer, to the dyke side hawthorn tree, where I sat, now hardly breathing, with a gun across my knee. She tret the Priamuthva, where the grass grew soft and green, and cushies passed unheeded, as I sat as still as a stane. She moved like something loused for time, a spirit licht and free, as dainty as a dancer, with a sun glint in her ee. And she stepped sae licht toward me, with a dignity and grace that I raised wi' heart near bursting, and we stood there face to face. For long, long, breathless seconds, I looked in her een, and saw nae fear, but simple pride, and smed o' my queen. I raised my horn in pertin as she turned to lope the dyke, and she cleared it like a swallow, wi' neither fash nor fyke. See, I turned back to the cushies, still flitting to and fro, and bagged an antrin yin or twa, but my thoughts were wi' the roe.